Now you fucked up! Now you fucked up! Now you fucked up! You have fucked up now! Now you fucked up! 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 Now you have fucked up!
This one, I made the call, the one that ends it all. time. You're so chic, dude. Where the love we ladies of the mountain streamline. Midnight blue casino floors. Dance the cha-cha through to sunrise. Opens up exclusive doors for wow. Just like the windows look the same. So me and you, just we two, got to search for something new.
Got to be. Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Let's go, 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 let On Friday, as part of his campaign to generate support for his economic plan, President Clinton hosted a town meeting in Beverly Hills, California.
I'm delighted to be here in Beverly Hills to talk to the Hollywood community. You know, this town is not just movie stars and TV stars. It's a whole lot more than that. It's managers and agents and studio executives and entertainment lawyers, real estate developers and arbitrageurs, plastic surgeons, personal fitness trainers and child psychiatrists. Everyone from the people who make and sell car phones to the people who, when you answer the phone, say, "I have Joel Silver on the line. Will you please hold?" You know, Hollywood is often maligned, always misunderstood, but never, ever written off. Because a place that can produce a designing woman, a Hearts of Fire, or an Evening Shade must be doing something right, huh? You know, during the campaign, I made no secret that in order to revitalize our economy, I would ask the wealthiest Americans to bear a special burden. And since 90% of the wealthiest Americans are in this room tonight, I thought this was a good place to put it to the test. So if there are any questions, I'll do my best to answer them. Yes, sir.
Mr. President, I'm Michael Eisner, chairman of the Disney Company. I contributed to your campaign, and I guess what I'm feeling right now is betrayal. Let me put it in real terms. Last year, I made $212 million. Now, if I understand your tax proposals correctly, this year I'll have to make $238 million just to keep from losing ground. I mean, what are we saying to our kids? I think, like everyone in this room, I always wanted my kids to do better than I did. Now, I don't know if that's possible anymore. I really don't. I really don't.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Eisner. That was very honest. All I can say is I feel your pain.
Do you? Do you, Mr. President?
Yes, yes, you have a question.
Hi. Tori Spelling. And I have a question about your tax proposal.
Good, good for you.
Will the new tax rate have anything to do with the number of rooms in your house? Like, the more rooms you have, the more tax you have to pay?
No, it won't.
Cool, because we have 400 rooms.
Next question.
Hi, I'm Rob Reiner.
Go ahead, Rob.
How can a movie that gets nominated for Best Picture, not to mention Best Supporting Actor, not get nominated for Best Director?
Well, Rob, I enjoyed your movie, A Few Good Men, but I must tell you that I have no influence over the Oscar nominating process.
Didn't direct itself, Mr. President.
All right. Who's next? Yes, you have a question.
Yes, sir, I have a question. Is there any chance of your health plan being modified to cover elective cosmetic surgery?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I had the same question.
Well, I just want to thank everybody here. This has been very important. I know a lot of you don't agree with a lot of what I'm proposing, but if we don't make a change, we're going to be hearing the same song and dance we've been hearing for the last 12, really 18 years, and that is, live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Thank you. to the hip hop, the hibbit, the hibbit, hip, hip hop. You don't stop. Rock it out, baby, bubba to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. Well, I'm Imp the Dimp, the ladies pimp. The women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak spank, you do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Trent's trio, I win the serious joint. From sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because they say that miracles never cease, I've created a devastating master. Beast. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. While I was coming home late one dark afternoon, reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that I'm vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. The Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend call Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air in pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party harder like you just don't care. Let's do it, I don't stop y'all, I take a talk y'all. You don't stop, I go hotel, motel. And what you gonna do today? Someone get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You see, if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, dive, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master D so he can shock the house.
I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You rock it to the beat without a care. Who's the short shot MCs for the affair? Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter to pop, to pop, to pop. Give it, give it, pop, to pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, girls, get on the floor. Come alive, y'all, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4, tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip hip hop, you don't stop. Rock it to the bang, bang the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogity bead. Well, skiddle bee bop, we rock a Scooby-Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause you rock and roll with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba,
Bass ba bumper to the boogie de bang bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni soggy, the peas all mushed, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, Mama, he's just being polite. He ain't finishing. Oh, that's bull. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so he piles some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With a hip hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip hip, a hobby, you don't stop the rocket to the bang bang. Boogie say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
Come on. to Wonderland, Alice.
You think you've got what it takes? I've been guarding my gate for a long time, bitch.
Thank you. it out. but one man died there at Bitter Creek. And they say he ran away.
Brandon, marked with a coward's shame. What do you do when you're Brandon? Well, you fight for your name.
He was innocent. Not a charge was true. But the world would never know.
Brandon, scorned as the one who ran. What do you do when you're Brandon and you know you're a man? Wherever